confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's the Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing this morning is Kayla from Folsom. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
You're a fifth grade teacher. Can you say where?
I am. I teach at Star King in Carmichael.
Woo-hoo! Very nice.
I had so many friends that went to Star King. I always wished that I went to Star King. It seemed like
it's
that's where
awesome school.
The popular boys came from.
From Star King.
I went to Arden.
You know what they say about those Arden skanks.
Wait, is Star King, excuse me, is Star King an elementary school or a middle school?
It's a K-8, so we go all
the way. Oh, got it. Okay, then yeah. No, nobody called Arden girls skanks. Don't say that.
Well, Gavin did. No one else did, though.
I'm just quoting what I heard.
Okay.
From who?
Many people.
Shut up.
Kayla, will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
All right, I'm ready.
Bye, Katie. See you later. All right, Kayla, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $220, but if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gavin, are you ready?
I am.
Question one, it's expected that New York Football Giants quarterback Eli Manning will announce his retirement in a press conference tomorrow. Eli played his entire career for the Giants since 2004 and has won 2 Super Bowl MVP titles. Eli's older brother is what former NFL quarterback?
Peyton Manning.
Question two, Robert Downey Jr.'s new movie Doolittle hit theaters this weekend, pulling in only $29.5 million, good enough for second place, behind Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys for Life. Which comedian and actor who recently returned to the scene portrayed the animal-talking doctor from 1998 to 2001 in the movies?
Could you repeat it real quick?
Sure. Which comedian and actor recently returned to the scene, portrayed Doolittle from 1998 to 2001 in the movies?
3 seconds.
Eddie Murphy.
Question three. Happy birthday to my middle school crush, Tiffany Thiessen. She's 46 today. We're getting too old, Gavin. Tiffany was the object of every middle schooler's affection when she played this character on the 90s coming-of-age TV show Saved by the Bell. Name her character.
Her character on Saved by the Bell was Kelly Kapowski.
Question four. Congratulations to Derek Jeter, who was voted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame on Monday. Jeter, who played his entire career with the New York Yankees, missed being a unanimous pick by just one vote. What position did Derek Jeter play for the Yankees?
3 seconds.
One. First base. I don't know.
And question five. Today is National Pie Day, as in the delicious dessert. Let's say you have a pie and you cut the pie into 5 equal pieces. What percentage of the pie is each piece?
20%.
Katie! Who's the one person that voted against him?
We may never know.
What?
I know.
What argument could you make? I don't even like baseball, and it's like, what argument could you make?
It was a bad move. Katie.
Yes.
You were going for your 354th win today.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, we're doing it on our Instagram Live right now. If you want to jump on and watch us, give us a follow at End1065. And if you'd like to follow Kevin, too. All right, here we go. Question one. It's expected that New York Football Giants quarterback Eli Manning will announce his retirement in a press conference tomorrow. Eli played his entire career for the Giants. Eli's older brother is what former NFL quarterback?
Peyton Manning.
Correct.
Isn't there another Manning, too?
Archie's the dad.
The dad.
Oh, was he a football player?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Big one.
And then there's a younger brother.
What was his name?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Not a football player Manning.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Forgettable Manning.
Question two, Robert Downey
Jr. Disappoint Manning.
points. Good one.
There you go.
Question two. Robert Downey Jr.'s new movie, Doolittle, hit theaters last weekend, pulling in only $29.5 million. Which comedian and actor who recently returned to the scene portrayed the animal talking doctor from 1998 to 2001 in the movies?
Eddie Murphy.
Correct. Question three. Happy birthday to my middle school crush, Tiffany Thiessen. She's 46 today. She was the object of every middle schooler's affection when she played this character on the 90s coming-of-age TV show Saved by the Bell. Name her character.
Kelly.
Correct.
Last name.
Oh, Kelly Kapowski.
All right.
She's Polish. We're just dropping the Amber in her name now.
Yeah, she dropped it a long time ago, actually. I don't know why.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. I believe in purity.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Okay.
You don't know Saved by the Bell?
We've
no,
gone
he
over
didn't
this
watch
every
it.
Single time. Never watched it. Never seen a full episode.
Wow. Question four. Congratulations to Derek Jeter, who was voted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame on Monday. Derek Jeter played his entire career with the Yankees. He missed being a unanimous pick by just one vote. What position did Derek Jeter play for the Yankees?
3 seconds.
Shortstop?
Correct.
What?
You are such a sports.
What? I am a sport.
You haven't missed the sports question once this week.
God.
Question?
They need to be harder.
I'm making them as hard as I think they need to be.
Wow.
All right, question five. Today is National Pie Day. Let's say you have a pie and you cut the pie into five equal pieces.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you have a pie. You've cut it into five pieces.
Okay, now wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all,
you need to follow us on Instagram.
God, you need to get on your Instagram live right now and see Katie's.
Can you see what she drew?
I can see it, yeah.
All right, go
What's
ahead.
What's wrong with what I drew?
You okay. drew six pieces.
One, two, three, four, five.
Well, she did do five, but the question was, let's say you have a pie and cut the pie into five equal pieces.
Okay, make them equal.
No, go ahead.
All right.
What? Stop it. I know what I'm doing.
All right, okay.
Here's the question.
Two, three, four, five.
What percentage of the pie is each piece?
What?
So you have five pieces. What,
right?
What percentage of the pie is each piece?
Are you a broker?
1/5.
Okay.
What
percentage? What
percentage?
Oh.
Oh, boy. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Three.
I don't think
two,
that's a question.
One. It is indeed a question.
Need an answer.
Time's up. Five.
5%.
Five? No.
I don't know.
20%. 20% is the correct answer.
Why do you think that's right?
So you're saying if you did 25 times, it would equal... Are you trying to get to 100?
That would be 100%
of the pie. Oh, 100% of it. So you're saying if each was 20, that would equal...
Oh, boy.
Oh, now we're finger counting?
Okay.
Okay.
20.
What's next?
Keep 40, going.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 60, 80. Oh, and it's 5.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
She's
okay,
got good. It.
She got it. We took the long route to get there.
You know what? You guys threw me off.
Why did we throw you
because
off?
Because the second I drew a pie,
yes,
you started laughing at me.
Because as soon as you drew a pie, you cut it into fourths.
Yeah, and then I cut another one in there, so it was 5.
Listen, Instagram Live right now, if
I
you
did a
see
circle.
It.
I did a line down. I did a line across.
Right.
Okay? And then I did one more line,
right.
So there
They're
were
not
five
equal pieces.
And 106.5 on Instagram. All right, today's final score, Kayla 4, Katie 4. It's a tie.
It's a tie!
Wow. Kayla, good job. Did you get the pie?
She did.
I did.
Right away.
Well, you're a teacher.
Right away.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot, $240 for tomorrow. Her record, 354 wins and 62 losses. Kayla, I am sorry. You're a fantastic teacher. But go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Well, today I am just as smart as Katie.
There you go. Right.